Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Good day, wherever you are on the planet. Welcome to the Luna Lounge podcast with myself, Israel Ajozi. Today is the 26th of June, 2024. Welcome to the show. The show is officially brought to you and sponsored by Magic Mind. Do check in the YouTube, well, not necessarily on this one, but if you check on the last couple of weeks, you will find the promo code which gives you the discount to be able to order your batch. If you're looking for something to uplift you, give you mental clarity, and it's natural. It's all natural. You know, you need that boost of energy through the day, especially you guys who are working in those fast cities like London. Oh, yeah, that's me, isn't it? But you know what I'm talking about. Those busy cities like London, New York, Frankfurt, you know. You need to get your Magic Mind shots, man. Be sure to purchase it. Like I said, you get the Luna Lounge discount code there in the information in the box. Also, for those of you who are listening on the podcast, most people of you listen to this on the podcast. As a matter of fact, in terms of viewerships, most people are, they listen to the podcast, whether they're going to work or I don't know where you listen, or maybe on your way to work, going to the gym, who knows? But it's the recording that people tend to listen to most. But a handful of you, you know, of course, join me here on the live. Speaking about live, I'm live here on the YouTube, also live on the Instagram, where you can catch me every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. Do you know what? I'm still tired. I was out yesterday at a funeral. Yeah, I know. A little bit somewhat sad, but joyful, in a sense. So I'm still kind of like, you know, I didn't get home too late. And then I had a client yesterday night overseas. And then that went on for, I'm like, oh my God. I didn't get to bed until about 2:30, 3:30 this morning. Yeah, that's the story of my life. But it was great to see some wonderful faces of good friends, participants, students of mine. It was great seeing you. And some of them are actually here. Shout out to Jacqueline Witter. Good afternoon. Shout out to Jacqueline. See, I've got two Jacquelines here. So I've got to shout out Jacqueline Witter to make sure that, you know, it differs. So Jacqueline, I put her in my phone number as Jacqueline in Ghana. So I can be distinct between the two. So Jacqueline in Ghana, good afternoon. Shout out to Yvette Faye. Was great seeing you yesterday. Shout out to Angela Love. Hey, everybody. They are there on the YouTube. And I should look who it is because I'm also live on the Instagram as well. So I need to check who's coming in here. I need to check, am I actually live on Instagram? Yes, I am. I am indeed. I can see myself live in effect. Shout out to Mason over there in New York. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Oh, there's quite a few people in the building already. Shout out to the Arts of Astrology. How do I say that? Boobs Squaw? I'm not right. I'm terrible with names. Pre-Skies. Shout out to Pre-Skies. Yeah, welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Honey Monster in the building. I'm here. I'm live. Okay, you see me. Pre-Sky. The Pre-Sky. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. Something along that line. I'll be bringing up the astrology of the moment, or the chart of the moment. Competition time later on. We don't have any winners. And I'm going to give another question. I need to check my email. But some answers did come in. Tarot card of the week. I'll be pulling that out later. So stay tuned for that. That will be towards the end. Shout out to Shayo. How you doing, my brother? Great to see you in the building. I want to dedicate this show. I did this last month, about a month and a half ago. Good brother Horace Muhammad. Also want to give shout outs to his family also as well. And I was at his funeral yesterday. We were at his funeral yesterday. There was a number of us, and it was just great to see, you know, people I hadn't seen 15 years, 20 years. Could you be 20 years? Imagine not seeing somebody for 20 years, and it's like, you know, and then you get people coming up and saying, you don't remember me. It's like, no. And I think I've got a fairly good memory, but no, don't remember you. they're like, oh, no. I was like, oh, my God, that was like 20 years ago. Yeah, but it was great to catch up. So I do want to dedicate this show going out to Brother Horace and his family. Brother, you truly be missed. So this show is for you. And it's quite interesting how, you know, Brother, you know, was he was a knowledge seeker. He was into, you know, anything spiritual, esoteric. He was connected with it. And it was interesting how his children, you know, would come up and they say, oh, yeah, my dad would always talk about my numbers and everything's numbers and astrology. And it's like, oh, my God, like this guy's he's crusading. But, yeah, shout outs to Brother Horace, man. You're truly going to be missed, man, and journey well. And essentially, I take it for most people who listen to this show, you know, that thing which we call death is not the end. It's a new beginning because you cannot have an end without a beginning. Both of them work together simultaneously. So you can't have one without the other. So wherever there's death, you know, there's life. Wherever there's an end, there is a new beginning. Always try to remember that. But it is hard as human beings when we do lose a loved one, somebody who we've connected with physically, emotionally, mentally, and then for that person not to be there anymore, because we get so entrenched or we get connected on that physical level, we become so familiar with that, that familiarity, it goes. But I you know, we all know deep down, like, yeah, this person's, I know you can hear me, you're there. You're there, but you're not there. So it's a paradox that we will continue to perhaps deal with as human beings. It's part of being human, I guess. Wherever there's love, there's pain. Wherever there's joy, there is sorrow. You can't separate the two. They are two parts of the same coin. But it is what it is. But shout outs to Horace once again. Dedicating the show to you. Great funeral. Great seeing people, have a laugh, catching up. And here we are today. So, yes. Kawa. Oh, God. I don't feel like they're going to piss out your name. It's Nin. Okay. It's Nin. Okay. I'll just call you Nin. Hitchhiking Stars is in the building. Welcome. Welcome to the Lunar Land. So I'm going to bring up the chart in a moment. Let's look at what's going on up in the heavens, what's happening with the current planetary alignments. What's happening? We'll talk about that. What's the weather like where you are? It's nice, sunny, blue sky out here in London, England. Can you believe? However, I have heard that it's going to get cooler this weekend again. I don't know. It's warmer, but remember, I have told you we're going to have a wet summer. Okay? So, and we're going to have a summer that's going to be, shout out to Florence. Shout out to Pam, all here on the YouTube channel, of course. And for those of you who are with me here on the Instagram. So, weather is good. What's the weather like where you are? If you're outside of the London, UK, with the exceptions of people who are in, Ghana, Africa, of course, it's like forever hot over there. Shout out to Jasmina. Okay, you guys need to give this lady a follow. She's actually, obviously, I'm talking to you guys who are on the YouTube, of course. Hi, you're in Croatia. Hey, what's happening, man? I watched the football the other day, Croatia and Italy. What happened with your team? You were doing so well, 1-0 up, and there was about, 2 minutes to go, and Italy equalized. Oh, God. Anyhow, hope everything's okay in Croatia. Speaking of Croatia, I'm going to tell you something. People, listen, I'm not getting paid for what I'm about to say. Croatia has some of the most beautiful, the best beaches I have seen in my entire life. And I have traveled. I'm a traveler, like forever traveling. And Croatia's beaches are like stunning. They're mind-blowing, like shit. Like, you hear of certain countries and you wouldn't attach certain sceneries to that country. Croatia is one of them. Like, the beaches are like, whoa. Yeah, seriously. Those regions, Croatia, Montenegro, listen, man, they've got some stunning stuff going on there. Some hidden gems. So, yeah, if you ever get a chance, go Croatia, man, for holiday. Trust me, you won't live to regret it. Food's good. People are really great. Seriously, it's great. Yeah, don't mention that. Yeah, I know, right? People in Croatia must have been losing their minds. It is what it is. Luanda. Oh, okay, pre-skies. Okay, okay. Yes. Luanda, how you doing? Okay, welcome to the building. Everybody's joining. I'm across Zadar on the island of, for the next 6 weeks. If anyone is nearby, let me know. I very much doubt it. Yeah. Jacqueline Witt is saying, I heard Croatia is like the Caribbean. Do you know what? It is. I mean, of course, obviously, their winters are cold, of course, as well. It's not necessarily like that all year round. Regardless, I mean, like, seriously, like, Croatia's beaches are stunning. Some of them are breathtaking. It's mind-blowing. Like, you just think, listen, this is why it's good to travel, people. Exercise your Jupiter. Wherever your Jupiter is, exercise it. Exercise your nice house. Travel. gold places, see places. It broadens your mind. It opens your perspective. It eliminates stereotypes. It makes you more knowledgeable, makes you more wise. You learn things. You try foods from different cultures. You meet people from different cultures. You understand different philosophies. And I'm telling you, it's always good. Jacqueline Winter saying Jupiter is in my ninth house. Then get going. Get going to Croatia. Hey, Jasmina, maybe we should start a traveling agent company. We're sending people over to Croatia. No, but seriously, joke aside, Croatia. But it's always good to travel. People who travel do. That's why people who travel tend to be more open-minded. They're more open-minded. They're more versatile. They have abilities to adapt. It's always very good. You know, of course, we're creatures of habit, and we do like to sometimes stay in that groove, but it is what it is. I'm glad you like it. Hopefully we have sunny summer. Embrace the Jupiter in Gemini and learn new things. Yeah, Jupiter in Gemini is good. Jupiter in Gemini is good. Somebody's saying here, Nim's saying here, I've booked a holiday in Croatia in October. Can't wait now. Yeah, trust me, you're in for a treat. Shout out to Mona Moonchild. Welcome to the show. Dolly Butte. Is it Dolly Butte? Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. So I'm going to be bringing up the chart. Let's go to the chart. What's happening? What's happening in the skies? Let's get some cosmic news. I'm going to be fiddling about with my, my bits and bobs. You don't need to show me this again. I think we know how this works now. Surely. So it is what it is. So you should be having the astrology coming up. Is it coming up now? You should have that on your screens. You can say, why is it? You see my computers? I need an upgrade, like quick. Quick. I need one of these gamer computers. Okay. Moon is in Pisces, people. We got the moon in Pisces. It's time to dream. Moon is in Pisces. Go with the flow. That is the motto with the moon in Pisces. That's for me. Anything in Pisces is go with the flow, right? It's you're going left and right at the same time, doing two things simultaneously, you know. Swimming in two different directions. It's the sign of Pisces. So, shout out to LaDonna. Welcome to the show. And speaking of Pisces, I'm going to grab me some water. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Water is good for the soul. Good for the body. Cool. And speaking of water, we can see those three planets right there in water. Well, most planets are in water right now, right? We got Sun in Cancer, Venus in Cancer, Mercury in Cancer, Saturn in Pisces, and today the Moon in Pisces. So currently, as I'm speaking, we've got five planets in water, okay? So, emotional time, sensitivity time, time to feel. Anyhow, what is happening? Where should I start? I want to start with this textile. I spoke about it last week. Venus, Mars. We got the Venus at the end of the month, even to the beginning of looking in July. Let's see what July has got in store for us. So this is looking quite interesting. I like that. Mercury's speeding off. Obviously, because he's getting ready to go retrograde in the next couple of months. So he's really picking up some serious speed at the moment. Speedy Gonzales, that's what... Speedy Gonzales is what Mercury's doing. You know. Not be caught. Shout out to Faye, welcome to the show. So Yeah, so Mercury's okay, we've got a Mercury trine Saturn. Mercury is trining Saturn right now. People, over the course, it's going to be exact, it's going to be exact today. I think I spoke about this last week on the show. But this is quite good for doing any kind of, and I've noticed this also as well, even like in the last couple of days, I've been getting more done. Stuff to do with, anything to do with literacy, you know, I mean, I'm often terrible at, I don't know what it is. I'm terrible with responding to emails. But in the last few days, I've just noticed, like, just been on it, like, bang, 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 getting it all done. Anything to do with paperwork. Paperwork? Does anybody do paperwork anymore these days? Yeah, does anybody have a printer? I don't think so. Everything's all wireless, right? Yeah, exactly. But I've been doing just more kind of all that literary stuff, emails, miscellaneous writing, responding back to texts. I've been doing more. The problem is, the more you do, the more you get. So it just gives you more work. But however, this Mercury Saturn has been very, very good for that, I've noticed. And it's still there. So take advantage of that. If there's anything that you need to write down, anything that you need to, any documents that you need to do, maybe PowerPoints or whatever, you know, this is a great time to do it over the next coming days. I mean, today is going to be the peak of it. Mercury's at pretty much at the 19th degree right now. So, yeah. So we're going to, yeah, that's it's good. The Mercury Saturn's good. Can favor travel as well. When I say travel, maybe not necessarily international travel, but, you know, just driving, you know, cars, local distances. But it can be international as well. I suppose if you're doing international travel, it includes, there's always an element of Mercury, right? Because you don't just come out your house and get on the plane. You've got to drive there, right? You've got to drive to the airport. You've got to, you know, so commuting, I'll use that for a lack of better words. So Mercury Saturn is good for commuting, good for focus, good for studying, this Mercury Saturn. And it's right now. Shout out to my Orgasma. How you doing? Muna Child is saying emotional damage. Yeah, well, no, it doesn't have to be damage. Why does it have to be damage? Emotional doesn't have to be damage. Emotional is a good thing. Yeah, we need a bit of emotional contact. Of course we do. It doesn't have to be damaging, but I hear you. So this Mercury, Mercury Saturn right now is quite good. It's happening. Then we've got the Venus Mars. So Venus Mars, people, it's the bedroom time. Time to spice up our sex life. Time to get freaky, okay? Yeah, time to get freaky. That's what it's about. Passions are aroused, can be very good for romantic endeavors, can be very good for injecting some excitement, some adventure into your love life. Even if you're not with somebody, if you are single, there's a great alignment that can stimulate and promote the advancement of entering a relationship. So Venus Mars is actually a very, very good thing to have in the sky right now. So that's good. We want more peace, right? We want more love. That's what we always say. You know, it's 50-50, baby. Always remember that. But, you know, it's a nice aspect. It's the first sextile, obviously, since they were conjunct. They were conjunct earlier on this year, if you all remember. And now they're sextiling. So this is quite a great time to really start to, you know, and sextiles are really about opportunity. So this sextile between Venus and Mars is really going to be giving us some great opportunities to perhaps explore our relationship life, our social life, because Venus is also connected with our social life. So our social life, our relationship life, our passions, our lust, you know, all of that it's great stuff. So yeah, people, man. I never thought I'd say this. Start bumping and grinding. Yeah, I said it. How the hell do you think you got here? it's Venus and Mars, baby. So we got the cosmic lovers. They're there in a nice sextile with each other. So yeah, let's celebrate that. Let me put this on the days and let's see what's happening from day to day. Tomorrow the 27th. So yeah, they're still going to be in sextile there. So yeah, they're continuing their journey pretty much until the end, until the beginning of end of June and the beginning of July. Now, before I speak about the first of the July, just want to go back a bit here. Mr. Saturn here, right? You're seeing it on your screens. I know some of you are looking on your phone, so it may be a little, right? He goes stationary. So on the 29th of June, in 3 days' time, Saturn is going to start to go retrograde. Saturn is going to start to go retrograde. Yeah. It's that time of the year. We're entering, retrograde seasons. Mona Moonchild saying, we're getting permission to be sleeping around. I didn't say you should sleep around. That's your choice. Or it can be your choice if you want to sleep around. Sleep around with the person who you are fun and excitement and love with. Yeah, that's fair enough. And if it's one person, it's one person. I'm going to do a thing about this. I'm not convinced. And it's not because of my... I'm quite liberal, open. I'm open to discussion. I'm open to debate. But, it's so funny. I was talking about this yesterday at the funeral. Could you believe? The kind of conversation funerals. But I'm just not convinced that it's one man for one woman. Monogamy. I think it can work for some people. I think it can work for many, but not for all. And I'm just not fully convinced that I think it differs from individual person. I think there's other layers that are connected to it. Some are religious, some are cultural, some are geographical. So there's many different aspects to it, but I'm not fully convinced that the one man. But that's a topic for another day. But around the whole Venus thing or something like that. But yeah, Mars Venus. I mean, if you've got many partners, go for it. shoot your shot, as they say. So Saturn. Back again to Saturn. Let's get disciplined here, people. Saturn on the 20th stationary, even on the but definitely by the 1st of July, we got a Saturn retrograde, people. We've got Saturn going retrograde. Round of applause for Saturn. Where would we be without Saturn? Now, what is going to happen? Saturn represents things like certain aspects of business, the business world. Saturn represents the government structures. And look at that. I mean, I'm in the UK. We got a vote next week. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not voting. But there's a vote going to be happening in England for a new political party. Are these people like, really? Like, you're really going to put an election when Saturn is retrograde? It's got to be one of the dumbest things you could ever do. Anyhow, Yes, because Saturn represents governmental structures, people in power, organizations. You know, Saturn represents the structure of our world. So what does this mean? Saturn retrograde means that we are going to be experiencing certain structures not working, delays, frustration, things not going according to plan, a change of government. Hello. Shout outs to Sister Afia. Was wonderful speaking with you yesterday. So yeah, welcome to the show. Great seeing you. Great speaking with you, of course. So Saturn retrograde is going to be very interesting to see. For those of you who are into business, for those of you who do business, I'm talking business. Just keep an eye out on your business. Now, this is a great time. Retrograde bad. I repeat, retrogrades are not bad. Yes. So retrogrades give us a time to reflect, to do things in retrospection, to go over things again, to redo things again. The problem with us, especially with us in the Western world, and the Eastern worlds are slowly catching up, is we want to just keep on moving. We want to just keep on, just keep on moving forward. And life and the universe tells us that, no, there's times where, boom, you've got to stop. It's like driving. Do you just get in your car and drive? Don't you stop at traffic lights? Don't you have to reverse when you're parking? Well, that's equivalent to a retrograde. Okay? So, yeah. On the 2nd of July, Neptune's going retrograde too. So yeah, somebody's letting me know. I've just seen the S Neptune going stationary from the 30th of June, 1st of July. So retrogrades allow us to perhaps rebuild. So for those of you in business, this can be a great time to like revisit your module, your business module, the structure of it. What's not think, relook at it, redo it. So when then Saturn goes back direct, boom, you get a better business. You get better business coming in. Okay? So, but yes, of course, we will experience some delays, some frustration, some blockages because of the Saturn retrograde, especially in issues or areas that are to do with structure, that are to do with, authority, perhaps government, people in power, those kinds of things. That's where we see Saturn. So Saturn's going retrograde. So we come into July. Well, Venus is going to start in the last couple of days of this month. But the beginning of July, the trine is going to be perfect end of July. So people, pay attention. This is a great time to manage your money. Venus Saturn is good for business or money management, financial management, putting money away, saving money, conserving. See, Saturn is very conservative. It's about conserving that money. So that's Saturn, Venus. Now, this could also be good for relationships. And just to let you know, the Venus-Mars sextile is still going on at this point. It's still going on. So Venus is going to be still sextiling Mars and while she's trining Saturn. But the Saturn can give a nice anchoring, a good grounding, and good structure. So Venus Saturn can be good for relationships, stabilizing relationships, bringing in more structure, responsibility in relationships. That's a good time. We can take that, right? Shout out to Miss Skazi. Who's that? Dauda Bass. Is it Dauda Bass? Don't know if I'm pronouncing the name correctly. Welcome to the show. So we're going to be having a Venus Sat at the beginning of July, and then on the 2nd, 3rd of July, Neptune's going to start going retrograde. We got the planet of illusion, the planet of universal love. Yeah. And, you know, he's going to be going retrograde. So this is more going to be to do with our dreams, how we are inspired. It allows us our compassion, our ability to want to connect with something bigger than ourselves. Quote unquote, can be our spirituality. That can be many different things. Spirituality is not just one thing. Spirituality can be many different things. Normally when people say spirituality, people are thinking of quote unquote religious. That's one avenue of spirituality or one expression of spirituality. There can be many others. So Neptune going retrograde allows us to be able to revisit, relook at, you know, what it is that our approach is to a wider world. Neptune offers is the door, or I don't want to say he's a door bigger than that, but it, for just simplicity, he's a door into a whole different world that you could never even imagine. You understand? It's just, yeah. Always have to remember, we know less. Our knowledge of what we know is far more less than what we don't know. What we don't know is greater. Just think about that for a moment. Because then it backs that proverb. I forgot which philosopher is the one who said it. The more I learned, the less I knew. Because the more you learn, the more you realize how much it is that is out there that you don't know. It's quite incredible. Anyhow, Venus Saturn. Perfects on the 2nd, 3rd of July. then what? Let's just go back a bit. On the 2nd of July, the planet Mercury is going to move into the zodiac sign of Leo. Okay? Planet Mercury is going to move into the sign of Leo on the 2nd of July. This is the planet of communication. I think it's in this sign where he's going to go retrograde, I believe. Could be wrong. He may do it in Virgo, but I think he's doing it in this sign. But anyway, he's going to be entering Leo, moving so quick. Planet of communication, moving into a sign that's full of flair and very majestic and very creative. And yep, it's going to be loud. It's going to be out there, that's for sure. So great stuff. Yes, Sister Afia. Yes, was great seeing everybody there. Thank you. So Mercury moves into Leo on the 2nd of July. Then, if we keep going, the Sun starts to form a trine, also to Saturn, starts to come closer, starts to form a trine. Also, there's going to be a sextile with Mars. So starting from about the 3rd of July, then the sextile between Venus and Mars ends. The sextile ends. But then the Sun's going to be coming up to trine Saturn, but before that happens, Mars starts to make a sextile to Saturn. That's good. Good for hardworking, good for completing projects, so we can get to work. We can get to work. 4th of July, that's the day the UK has decided that they're going to be having their election day. Bye-bye, Mr. Sunak. See you later. Go count some of that money. go count the interest that you've earned on that 700 million. You know, don't get me wrong. I ain't hating on the rich. It's good to be rich. Nothing wrong with it. If you've earned your money very, ethical way, nothing wrong with it. But I've just a little bit of cynicism there, just a little bit of a joke. But yeah, it looks like you're coming out of office, bro. don't look like you're gonna survive in this one. I'll be surprised if you stay in office. But let's see. You never know. With Saturn in Pisces and retrograde, yeah, anything can happen. So what else? So on the 5th of July, it's going to be exact sextile with Mars and Saturn. So good energy, nice slow released energy. That's what that's good for. You know, it's a little bit like the tennis players. You know, notice like these tennis players when they're, you know, during the game sets and whatever, they'll have a banana, they'll munch on a banana because it gives that nice, you know, bit of a dosage of, you know, sugar and energy coming into the, you know, that's how I see this Mars Saturn. So it's good. Good to get tucked into some, you know, if you've got any projects, something that you've left, something that you thought was a bit difficult, you've kind of left it alone, you said you're going to get back to it, that would be great to really get back to it. Utilize that Mars Saturn energy. Nice, slow, concentrated energy. Stamina. Yeah, that's good. However, the sun is going to be moving closer to a trine. However, on the 5th, 6th, depending on where you're at, on the 5th of July, we're going to be having a new moon in Cancer. 5th, 6th of July, there's a new moon in Cancer, in the sign of Cancer. This is going to be a big one. It's a potent one. It's in Cancer. It's in the sign that the moon rules. So we're going to have the full moon there. I said full moon. Sorry. New moon. Apologies. New moon in Cancer. Not full moon. New moon. New moon in Cancer. So we're going to have the new moon there. New moons are always about new beginnings, planting new seeds, initiating new things. So we've got the new moon coming up for us in Cancer. It's all Cancer as well. It's Cancer is very strongly. It's tribal. It's linked with family. It's linked with home. It's linked with sense of our belonging, and you know, so emotions are going to be very, very, you know, high during this particular time. It'd be nice to have a family gathering maybe around this time. That would be nice. It will be very fitting, for sure, with the new moon in Cancer. So yeah, looks quite good. And while that new moon is in Cancer, it's also going to be trining Saturn at the same time on that 6th of July. This new moon in Cancer will be trined to Saturn, which is good. It's a good aspect. It's uplifting, it's strengthening. It's adding structure to it. So we got a good new moon coming up here on the 6th of July. So yeah, definitely watch out for the new moon. It looks quite good on the 6th. Then what is going to be happening? What else is happening here? Anything else interesting? The sun coming up to trine Saturn. Meanwhile, Venus around the 8th of July is going to be making her way to make a trine to Neptune. We're going to have a Venus Neptune trine. Now, that's very romantic. If you ever want to get romantic, that is a romantic gesture. Yes, indeed. Now, that's good for poetry. That's good for art. If there's any artists out there, you definitely want to be trying to produce some work. I don't care what kind of art. If you're into fashion, anything like that, that can be really good. If you're trying to make some peace, trying to spread some love, show some compassions, you want to do some healing work, it would be great to do it under this transit. So this is going to be from the 8th of July. Actually, even from the 7th of July. 7th, 8th of July, right after that new moon, Venus is going to be trining Neptune. It's very, very good. Tap into it for some healing. You want to do some consultation. Want to do some spiritual work. Want to get into some yoga. Want to do some artwork. Want to release some art. This can be really good. Really good period. So go, go, go. Venus, Neptune. Loving it. So that will be, and that will perfect when? On the 10th, 11th? On the 11th of July. That's going to perfect on the 11th of July. On the 10th, 11th of July is when the sun is also going to perfect his trine to Saturn. So we're going to have a Sun-Saturn trine. All right? We're going to have Sun-Saturn trine. That's good. Very structured. Hard work. Responsible. This can be a very good time for us to really get things done, to bring some structure into our life. This is going to be really good. Shout out to Gita. Welcome to the show. I know who you are, Gita. I think I do. we got words. It's all good. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. So that's going to be on the 11th of July. We're going to be having 10th, 11th. We're going to have that. The sun is going to make that exact trine to Saturn. So that's good. Coolio. And technically, on the 11th, 12th of July, Venus is going to be on the 11th, actually. On the 11th of July, Venus is also going to move into Leo. Here now, we're getting the Leonic energy. We're getting the Leo energy. At the moment, we're in the Cancer energy, right? You know, then we're going to get into the Leo, where it's going to be hot, warm, adventurous, playful. So Venus is going to enter Leo on the 11th of July. What else? Anything else? There's going to be a sextile. When is this? On the 8th as well, there's going to be a sextile between Mercury and Jupiter. On the 8th of July. You probably will pick it up also from the 7th of July, from even 7th and 8th, 9th, 10th of July. There's going to be a sextile from Mercury to Jupiter. Really good. Great for communication. Great for really expanding the mind. Great for travel. Great for anything to do with trade during that time. So it's going to be good. I noticed my screens here is moving a little bit funny. So that's going to be that. And I think I'm going to leave it there. Yeah, 10th. On the 11th, Venus is going to move into Leo. The sun obviously is going to move into Leo on the 22nd of July. So I'll talk more about that next week. And that's where we're going to have Sun, Venus, Mercury in the sign of Leo. We're going to be picking up quite a bit of Leo energy. There's going to be a full moon. On 21st, 22nd of July. Is it 22nd? I think it's 22nd. We're going to have a full moon in the sign of Capricorn. We're going to have two full moons in the same sign of Capricorn. We just had one gone, and we're going to be having another one. I'm going to talk more about that and the significance of that next week on next week's show. So make sure you tune in. I'm going to leave the astrology there. And what is it that I wanted to... I wanted to go back. Let's go back to the screen. Before we go to Tarot of the Week, competition time. Competition time. Now, those of you know, so some people don't, I don't know why, they don't listen to the rules for some reason. Why that is, I have no idea. So do bear with me. I'm going to put the email address, the answer to the question that I'm going to ask. It should be coming up on your screens any second now. There you go. I ask a question. It's the first person who answers me next week, Tuesday, at midnight from Tuesday morning. First person who sends the answer to that email. Last week, I asked the question, what planet rules poisons? That was the question last week. What planet rules poisons? There is no winner. For those of you who tried to answer the question, I mean, okay. Congrats, but you didn't win. I'm going back to the list right now. Beautiful Flower. Somebody called Beautiful Flower emailed and said Rahu. Bit of Vedic astrology coming in here. Okay, that's cool. I'll take it. But I ain't gonna you wrong with that one. You actually, as a matter of fact, it's interesting you said Rahu. Because that should have given you a bit of a clue. You know, because you're obviously into Vedic astrology, right? So what planet does Rahu, what sign does Rahu co-rule with? Because that is the planet that rules poisons. This is Christian, I believe. He said Mars. I can see why you say Mars. And there's an element of truth to it, but it's not the right answer. The answer is, the planet that rules poisons is Saturn. Saturn is the poisonous one. Always remember that. Saturn is the poisonous one. We know what Mars is about, don't we? Yeah. Mars is about that. Yeah, that's what Mars is about. The gunshots. Anywho, this week's question. This week's question, first person who answers me, the Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com, sends the answer to this email next week, Tuesday, from midnight. You can set it. You can set the email. You can send email. You can set the time. You can set. So you don't have to be up midnight trying to do the thing. Right. You name me the four things, or name me four things. There could be more. Name the four things that planet Mars and Saturn have in common. The planet Mars and Saturn. Four things. What are the four things that the planet Mars and Saturn have in common? The four things. You know how we do. Mention me those four things. That is the question for this week, right? Anybody who gets it gets £30 sent to your account. What are the four things? What are four things? I want four things that the planet Mars and Saturn have in common. Four. Okay, first person to inbox me, the Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. next week, Tuesday, midnight. Listen, nobody listens to this show, do they? Yeah, exactly. It is what it is. But it is that time of the week right now where we go to the tarot card of the week. That's what it's all about. So I'm just going to shuffle the cards. I'm going to cut the cards as usual and let you know what it is. What is the tarot card for this week? What are we looking out for? You know me, I'm just going to cut the cards, man. I think we got a nice one last week. Didn't we get the Six of Wands? Something like that. Why is my thing buffering? Buffer? Like, you know. Please. That shit's not supposed to be happening. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. For those of you who just come in on the Instagram, tarot card of the week. Okay, let's cut the cards. Let's cut the deck. I'm going to cut it here. What's the card for this week? Woohoo! We got the Six of Swords, people. That's the card for this week. The Six of Swords is the card for this week. The Six of Swords, what is this card telling us? What is it allowing us to understand? What are the energies that we're going to be meeting this week? The Six of Swords indicates movement. Now, movement can be in many different forms. It could be moving in terms of our work, our job, our career. It could be relationship. It could be home. It could be travel. It could be money. It could be a whole number of things. But what this card is actually indicating is that this week we need to focus on moving into better situations in our life. Because the Six of Swords is a card that indicates when somebody who's moving or whatever is moving from a stormy situation into a much more calmer and a peaceful situation. And that's what the Six of Swords essentially is about. So it's about movement. Many of you people who are watching this program or listening to this program on the podcast are actually in a phase or a transition where you are moving. Keep moving forward because it's good. It's the six as well. Sixes are always about balance and harmony, which are very good. Something harmonious. It's interesting because we got the six last week. Remember, we got the Six of Wands, if my mind serves me correctly, last week. Was that last week? It was last week, or was it the week before, I'm thinking. But the six is about, so we're balancing here. Something is balancing in our life that is allowing us to move into a better situation and position. And that is what the tarot card of this week is about. So embrace it. Own it. I love it. It's really, really good stuff. Six of Swords, baby. That's what it is. I have come to the end of the show. I want to thank each and every single one of you for joining, participating, for being a part of the Lunar Lounge show. Thank you very much. Mason is saying, start swinging. Yeah, why not? Start swinging it downtown. Miss Kazi said, need that energy. Yeah, we could all do with that energy. Somebody's letting me know here, I'm packing now to move house. See, there it goes. The oracle doesn't lie. I kid you not. There we go. People, have a wonderful week ahead of you. Stay blessed. Be nice. I was going to say be good, but that's subjective, right? Be nice. Be naughty, but nice. Have a great week, and I look forward to being with you. Same place, same time. Next week.
To the Lunar Lounge.
You have been To myself, Israel Ajozi, right here at the Lunar Lounge.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
I'll be with you next week. On that note, take care and goodbye. Thank you very much, people. Thank you.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.